Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hurt Women Heal. I am your host, Prophetess White. Please go with me to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, thank you, Father God, for allowing us to live to see another day. I ask right now, Lord God, that you will allow these lips of clay to only be used for you, Father God. I ask, Lord God, that I only give your people what you would have me to give to them. I ask right now, God, that you will give clarity. I ask right now that you will open ears, Father God, and humble hearts. I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that Kalisha will sit down and the Holy Spirit within will stand up. I ask right now, Father God, that the Holy Spirit may have his way. I give you glory and honor. I thank you for each and every person that will tune in and listen, Lord God, and I ask that you will bless them right where they are. I ask, Father God, that you will give them a mind of Christ to be able to understand and receive the revelation in which you have given me in your word. I give you all the glory and honor that is truly due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good afternoon. I have a very good topic today. I believe that a lot of people will benefit from this, especially if you will allow yourself to put self aside and really listen to what God is saying to us at this time. The topic that God has given me is the struggle from within. The struggle from within. And I'm going to be going to Romans, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 13. That's Romans, the 7th chapter, starting with verse 13. And here it's speaking about the two struggles of the two natures. So we're going to get into why the topic is the struggle from within. And I'll begin reading at the 13th verse. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present within. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. I read Romans, the 7th chapter, 13 through the 25th verse. So much meat, but it's so true of what happens and what is actually going on with a lot of us. Now, we have to understand
that original sin started in the Garden of Eden. And I don't care how well and eloquent you speak, and I don't care how much you fast and pray, and I don't care how of a good person you are. Each and every one of us was born into sin. That is original sin. We was born into it. When our parents conceived us and we came, we were born into sin because of what took place in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Now, even though we was born into sin, it doesn't give us an excuse to continue on in sin. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And even though it's a struggle, the reason it's a struggle for many, I'm going to tell you, I looked up the word struggle, and it says a long effort to do, achieve, or deal with something that is difficult or that causes problems, a fight. And then I said, a fight between the flesh and your spirit man. So what's going on the inside is a struggle to do right and a struggle not to do right. There's a struggle on the inside because this flesh, this carnal, this human nature of ours does not want no one to tell it what to do, wants to do what it wants to do. And the spirit man comes to bring not just order, but bring, you know, holiness, to bring conviction, to bring correction. Our flesh don't want to do that. Our flesh don't, you know, if I could see everyone that's on the phone and I say, everyone raise their hands of how many of y'all like somebody to tell you what to do, I guarantee you not nobody would raise their hand, because this flesh does not want anyone to tell it what to do. The problem and the danger of that is not understanding authority, nor understanding God's delegated authority. And so you struggle because you have not surrendered. And the reason you have not surrendered is because you have not truly given your heart over to God. And only God can do a conversion of the heart. Only God can give you a paradigm shift. And so we struggle in areas because we have not surrendered those areas on to God. We struggle just to get on our knees and pray. We struggle to go to church. We struggle, some of you don't even pay your tithes and offerings. We struggle just to stop cussing. We struggle and not overeating. There's so many struggles. A lot of us struggle with our mouth. And the reason we struggle is because we have not surrendered it unto God. We are a people of habit. And it takes 21 days to break a habit. So imagine all the bad habits that you have that need breaking. Some things can only be taken out by fasting and praying. But because we haven't even gotten to the elementary, the basic, there's no way that we can graduate into the fasting and praying. There has to be something on the inside of us that says, I've been doing it my way far too long, and I only get so far. And now it's time for me to surrender to God. And we know, just like when you're in a relationship with someone, you know when someone is really giving you their all, and you know when someone is only giving you a little bit. Well, God knows with us as well. That's why the Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh likes what it likes. The flesh wants to do what it wants to do. And God is saying there's a struggle on the inside. There's a struggle from within. And we are struggling inside of ourselves. That's why many have a prison in their mind, because you are struggling. You are still dealing. That's why so many of us have mommy and daddy issues. And this happened to me 20 and 30 years ago. And this is what someone said and did. We struggle because we have not surrendered. And when you surrender, you give that thing over to God. Point blank, period. But we think with our smart self that we know better. We think because we done got a little college graduation under us. We think because, you know, we done lived a little bit. We think because we've been going to church, we can quote a couple of scriptures. We know to raise our hands and say hallelujah. We think we know it all. And so we tell the Creator, basically, we know what's best for us. When sickness hits your body and it starts attacking, there's an attack that usually comes because of something we have done or that has entered in that we are not even aware of. And usually, if you go to the doctors, they'll tell you about your eating. They'll tell you about different things. It could be a numerous things. And sometimes it is spiritual attack. But oftentimes it's because of our ignorance of not understanding what we are truly in. And so what happens is we always want to blame the devil. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't play a part and a lot of things in our lives. But a lot of times it's us. A lot of times the struggle that we have within is because in the four walls we smile and we say praise God sometimes. And then outside those walls, we can't even deal. I mean, I have witnessed people speaking in tongues and we can't even speak in tongues to our brothers and sisters and saying hello. That's a struggle. That's a struggle. It's a struggle when you got to pretend to be something that you're really not. That's a struggle. That's a struggle when we can't really surrender. It's a struggle when you cannot consecrate or fast. It's a struggle when every time you get on the phone, you open up your mouth, you're gossiping. That's a struggle. That has a lot to do with self-control and has a lot to do with you have not really surrendered to God. And so we struggle with a lot of things from within because we never really gave it to God. And it's not enough to just be a nice person. It's not enough to just say, well, I help this person and I do this. That's not enough. God is requiring 100% from his people. 99% will not do. And if we don't give 100%, we're going to always struggle. We will never arrive until God comes back for us. We will never be perfect as far as being a perfect person, but there is a perfect that you can be and spiritually mature in God. And so what happens is we struggle with a lot of things and we lie to ourselves because we deceive ourselves. Even though we know the struggle is real, we pretend that it's not. When you have not really surrendered and got delivered, you will pretend that you have, but you can only be fake for so long before the real you will show up. And so what happens is we say with our mouth, we give a lot of lip service, but when it comes time to put it into action, that's when God shows us where we really are. So when I was reading the scripture and I read where he said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. That's talking about the original sin. And if you remember before in my teaching, I'm always letting you know sin is anything that separates you from God. Anything. So one of the things that I have learned to do is I always tell myself to make the struggle be less in any area of my life. I always say God is right there with me. If I'm finna drive in the car and somebody jumps in my lane, I better be careful of what might come out my mouth. I better be careful of how I react. If I'm watching something and certain scenes come on, I know, I understand. I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm grown. You're actually absolutely right. We are grown to do whatever we want. When we reach a certain age, we can do whatever we want, just like having a relationship with God. It's a free choice. It's a free will. By no means am I telling anyone what to do. I'm just telling you what I have learned, what has worked for me. If God was sitting with me right here and I could see him, would I be watching this? If God was sitting here right here with me, would I be thinking this? Would I be doing this? Would I be saying this? That's how I'm able to keep my flesh in check. And so I don't have to spend so much time having to go back and repent and struggle from within. I take God everywhere I go, even when I'm watching television. And so we struggle because we haven't surrendered. And the reason we haven't surrendered is because, truth be told, many of us struggle with change. I got to give this up. I got to stop doing that. I can't be doing this though anymore, but I can't do that. But some things that we have to give up is good. Some things we don't know is really killing us slowly. So a lot of things, a lot of change that may have to take place is a good thing. Sometimes you got to change not just your address and phone number, but sometimes you got to change the company you keep. You know, you can tell a lot about you by the people that's in your circle. That's why all the people that lie, they usually are together. The people that gossip, they're usually together. The people that are hustlers, they usually, you know, click together. I mean, it's just, that's how it is. And people that, you know, are truly, really trying to live this the way God tells them to, that are trying to really live holy and have God be the head of their life, they usually link up together as well. And so you are the company you keep. And a lot of times your struggle can be because of what your circle is. And so sometimes we have to step outside of ourselves. And then sometimes we have to look in the mirror at ourselves and ask yourself, do I really like what's looking back at me? We struggle because we won't surrender. We be like, I'm trying, but we're really not. We're not really trying. Some things require us to be in the fire so that God can burn up, so that God can remove, so that God can take away anything or anyone that tries to separate us from him. And so that requires sacrifice at times. But the Bible also says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice some things in order to get into the place in God that we need to. You know, one of the things that I've noticed with the body of Christ sometimes, there's a struggle with leadership because we have a competitive spirit. Who do we think we are to sit down and assess someone else in the sense of how they preach and how they teach and, you know, I can do better and da 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 da. That's what we do. In the body of Christ at times, we struggle with our own identity. That's why we are sometimes being able to look at others and point out their flaws, but never considering our own. That's why the Bible tells us how we are to be one to another. And many of us struggle with that because it's an act. It's not really a lifestyle in which we live. So we have a competitive spirit, everybody. I never seen in my day so many apostles, so many prophets. Everybody wants to, what are teachers? Who want to teach? That's a part of the fivefold ministry. And so we have identified that if I get a title, I'm somebody. What about just being a child of God? What happened to that? So we struggle on the inside. We're not honest. We're not going to be honest.
We might do it behind closed doors, but we won't necessarily do it in front of the people. But we oftentimes struggle with our identity. And let me explain something. Before I truly accepted the calling of a prophet, I ran for it. I ran from it for over 10 years. Even when people would tell me, God would show me, it was something that I ran from. It was not something that I ran to and I just immediately embraced. It was not, because I knew, God, if I accept this and I walk in this, I got to be sure enough sure, without a shadow of a doubt. I know that the binoculars, the magnifying glass is going to be on me 10 times more. I know that every time I get up, Lord God, and if I said, thus saith the Lord, I better not skip what you have said. It better not be me. It better be you. So it took me a long time to accept what God called me to. That was my struggle. And until I really surrendered and received and accepted what God said, then I understood what I was really in. You will not understand your walk. You will not understand why certain things happened to you, why certain things didn't go the way you planned, why this is happening for this person but maybe not for you. You will never understand that until you surrender to God. And once you surrender to God, then you will be able to start having an ear to hear from God. But surrendering requires getting rid of this flesh. That's why, beloved, I fast and consecrate so much, because I have to tear down my stinking thinking. I got to tear down this flesh and what it really wants to do, so that I can be a vessel available unto God. And so, if you don't want to go through 2018 like you did 2017, it's time to surrender. Stop struggling from within. You know, the power of positive thinking is the foundation of our survival. The Bible says, so that a man thinketh, he is. So you have to learn how to let go and let God. We sometimes wonder, why did my child turn out this way? Or why is this going on like this? Or, you know what, why was my mom, why was my dad? We have so many whys. And we only have one person, one beautiful that can give us the answer, and that's God. But until we surrender, we will never get the answers of that why on the inside. You know, I struggled for a moment about my mother dying so suddenly. I felt like, God, I didn't have a warning. I struggled. But it wasn't until I surrendered, completely surrendered, then God spoke to me. Dear daughter, your mother was struggling. She was weak. She was sick. She was suffering. She was ready to come home. And had I not released my why and stopped struggling and surrendered to God, I would still to this day be struggling with that. Now, I'm comforted by the scripture that says to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So that's my hope and my comfort of my mother being gone. God will give us an answer for our questions, but we first have to learn how to first come to Him. We have to learn how to bring our high selves down and be humble. If God doesn't do nothing else for us, we should thank Him that on today we still have breath in our body. Many of you know that you should have been gone. Mercy and grace is why we are still here. And so there are certain things that we have to learn how to give over to God, the things that we struggle with. If you got out of relationships and you still bitter and you still resentful and you still angry and insecure, you are going to bring those same struggles into another relationship. Until you surrender that pain over to God, you are always going to deal with those struggles in relationships. God is the only remedy I know. He is the only answer I know. He is the only one that I know that has answered every question I have ever had. And so we struggle because we don't surrender. And the one beautiful thing is we really want to do this thing right. We really want to be good people. I believe that. But until you start saying no to self and yes to God, you are always going to struggle. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Tune in. I pray that something I said, a scripture I read, was able to minister to you right where you are. I am blessed that God saw fit to give me this message and deliver it onto His people today. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do I. I am your host, Prophetess White. And I am signing out. God bless.